Manifesting Your Dream Job.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, soaring high like a beautiful eagle in the direction of your goals and dreams. Come on up and join me. The weather's fine. Let's get on with it. Manifesting your dream job. So the first question we want to ask yourself when you are manifesting a dream job is, what would I do if I could do anything? Think about it. What would you do if you could do anything? If a job wasn't just a job, if it was something that gave you hope and joy and passion and challenge and thrill, what would you do? Next, where would you live? Now, people say, well, what does that have to do with anything? But oftentimes, your dream job is associated with a dream location. Your dream job is associated with a special place in the world or a special place in the country. And so where would you like to live? What would you like to do if you could do anything? I want your imagination running wild because you really can't manifest your dream job if you're working out of your analytical brain. We'll use that later on. We'll use the left side of your brain a little bit later on. But right now, we need to focus on your dream job and your creative brain. What kind of culture do you want to work in? What kind of environment? Is it a relaxed culture where you can just kind of do what you need to do when you need to do it? Is it a structured culture? Is it a culture that works 4 days a week and has 3 days off? What kind of culture is it? Do people wear jeans and they're more relaxed and there's not so much tension? Or is there a lot of tension and hyperpower and energy and money talk all the time? What is that you want to do? What kind of culture do you want to work in? Next, what kind of responsibilities do you want with this job? What are you willing to give? Think about it. Anything that you manifest in your life, you have to be willing to give something for it. You have to give up something. Oh, did you hear that? Did I say it, Rachel? You have to give up something. So what are you willing to give up for this dream job? What responsibilities are you willing to take on? You know, the more responsibilities, the higher the income. And what kind of potential or opportunities are you going to find in this dream job? In other words, once you start and you're happy and you're excited and you love working for the company, what kind of upward mobility is available to you? That is so important, because if you have no upward mobility, if you've started at the top, maybe it isn't your dream job. You see, there's something about always having the opportunity for upward mobility that just motivates us. It excites us. It helps us to feel good. And that helps to create a perfect dream job, if that's what you want. Now I guess, if you're being hired as the CEO of a major Fortune 500 company, that's fine. That may be as high as you want to go or as high as you can go, but that's okay. So you want to take that into consideration. And how much money do you desire to earn in your dream job? Is your dream job associated with money, or does it have no correlation with money whatsoever? If it has a correlation with money, if it has something to do with money, then how much money do you intend to earn or attract on a weekly, monthly, yearly basis? Okay, the first part of what I've just talked about, everything I've talked about up till now, is just research. These are research questions that you are asking about the company and you're asking about yourself. Every one of these questions need to be answered. Every one of them need to be written down. Writing things down solidifies them. It makes them stronger, makes them more powerful. It makes them more tangible. I like writing things down in a book or a notebook, but some people use their iPhone or their iPad. Whatever works best for you, but write it down. Get it in print in some form or fashion, because every one of these questions, as I said, must be answered. I am Robert Zenk, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. Want to remind you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Look, if you're looking for that dream job, if you're looking to advance your career, we can help you. Find out exactly what we can do together. Now, during the 30 minutes, we're going to talk about a mentoring program and how it can benefit your life. So claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Absolutely free, no obligation. And you do it by visiting lawofattractionsolutions.com. That's lawofattractionsolutions.com. Well, now that you've done your research into your dream job, it's time to set clear intentions. And always keep yourself open to this or something better. This or something better. Because I don't care how perfect the job is, how much you think it is absolutely the epitome of the best job in the world, there might be something better. So when you create your affirmations, when you do your visualization, always allow for something better. Remember, you are a co-creator of your reality with the universe. You co-create. And so you have to allow some freedom for your partner, the universe, to even help you come up with something better. It happens all the time. Trust me, it really happens. So then, next, you want to make up your mind to attract your dream job. You want to become solvent in it. You want to become solidified. This is what I'm doing. I am attracting my dream job. My dream job is coming to me now. You have clear intentions, and now you are affirming on a regular basis. Look at, if you don't affirm on a regular basis that you are manifesting your dream job, that you've manifested it, as a matter of fact. You aren't just manifesting it, you have manifested it. If you don't approach it in a present tense fashion, I have manifested my dream job. I am attracting something even better into my life. Then you're apt to stay in your present job. And you know what a job is. A job is just over broke. That's what a job is. So most of you will find that your dream job is working for yourself. You may work harder. You may work longer. You may put in more time and energy. But oftentimes, if you've done the research in the beginning, and you've written down the criteria of the dream job, then guess what? About 75% of the time, you're going to be working for yourself.
You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zenk.
We had an incredible time in Taos, New Mexico,
with manifesting beyond belief. People came from all over the world, Australia, India, the United States, Canada. It was an extraordinary event, and we have a private group right now for those people who attended Manifesting Beyond Belief, because we're not done giving them more information and tools to empower their lives. However, if you couldn't make Manifesting Beyond Belief, you can still pre-order Manifesting Beyond Belief, the book. We're excited about this book, and here's what we're doing. When you pre-order the book, we're going to put a personal note in the book to each and every individual from both myself and Rachel. And then we're also giving you the 72 keys of manifesting wisdom absolutely free on a pre-order. Now, the book will be coming out this fall. You want to pre-order it now. We're only going to take a limited number of pre-orders. So pre-order your book now, Manifesting Beyond Belief. It'll almost be like attending. We know you'll enjoy this book. This book, I promise you, is a game changer in your life. You deserve to have the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health you depend upon. Visit manifestingbeyondbelief.com. That's manifestingbeyondbelief.com. For $19.95, you can pre-order this entire package now.
Next, ask yourself this question. In order to manifest my dream job in my life, what kind of specialized knowledge do I need? What kind of specialized skills do I need? What do I need to do that I'm not doing right now? What do I need to learn? Remember, constant improvement is so important. And maybe it's going back to school and taking some classes. Maybe it's getting a certification. But whatever it is, do it. Don't put it off. It's important. It's one of the keys to opening the door to your dream job. As you think about this dream job, it's absolutely critical that you emotionalize your goals. Emotionalize the dream job. Don't just go through it in your mind or talk about it. Feel it in your mind. Feel it completely. Emotionalize it. Get excited about it. Feel the passion of owning this job. This is my job. This is where I belong. I love being here. And feel it. Get excited about it. Finally, daily gratitude. Be grateful for everything that has brought you to this moment, for present times, but also for the future. I'm grateful for my dream job that I have now, for the dream job that I have manifested in my life. I am grateful for the dream job in the future that tomorrow or the next day or the next day, I'll be able to do this work in my dream job. Be grateful. Fill yourself up with gratitude, because gratitude is the antidote for depression, for negative thoughts, and for feelings of defeat. You won't have those feelings, and you won't attract that energy if you are constantly filling yourself up with gratitude. Okay, you have that dream job. You're soaring like a beautiful eagle. This is your life. You're manifesting the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health you depend upon. You're having it all. You're enjoying it all. You're living the dream. This is your life. Yeah. Get excited about it. Stay emotionalized. Okay. We are out of time, but thank you so much. And remember to subscribe to our podcast on Stitcher, on iTunes, and on YouTube. We are on YouTube, iTunes, Stitcher, and a few other places around the net. So be sure and subscribe. And thank you so much for your letters, Thank you so much for writing us, and you just encourage us. You just keep us excited to do what we're doing. You have a great day now because you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye.